Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins and welcome to another edition of Side Village Presents podcast. It's a bit of a bumper edition today. We haven't had these two lovely ladies together on the podcast for a little while now. Karen.
Hello.
Hello. And Lottie.
Hello.
Hello. Today, as I said, it's going to be a bumper podcast because I haven't seen you for a few weeks. We're going to talk about what new exhibitors there are in Side Village and a little bit about the seminars. So kicking off today is Karen. Come on, Karen, what news have you got for us? This has been long awaited and everyone's chomping at the bit. So okay. What's happening?
Right, okay. So we're a week away from the event, so yeah. We're very excited. It's all hands on deck to bring everybody an amazing show. But we wanted to mention this time around that we have several actually new exhibitors, some from overseas, and wanted to give people the heads up of what is likely to be taking place next week. So if you're sitting on your couch thinking, shall I, shan't I, then I hope this podcast will convince you that you should attend at some point next week.
Yeah, I think you should.
Absolutely.
Light thinks we should.
Yes.
There you go.
So we're excited to have We Walk on the exhibitor list this year. That's a smart cane using smartphone technology, so we are quite excited to look at that one. New to the UK, I believe, so that should be very interesting.
Yeah.
We've got, of course, Orcam. That's having some great publicity at the moment with Prince William having a go at, with the smart glasses on his recent visit to Israel.
Okay.
So that's always good to
have it endorsed by someone like that.
Absolutely, yeah, and yeah. Come and have a try yourself if you've seen it on YouTube or you've heard about them. Come and have a look yourself. And we've also got another new exhibitor to Site Village is Oxite Limited. So they've got smart glasses as well. So there's a lot of
lots of wearables then, really, because everyone talks about wearable technology, but it seems like it's definitely coming into the VI sort of market now as well. So
It is. And one we're particularly excited about is a newbie to the Site Village family is Native Instruments, which I believe you
this
know
is looking
all
at me
about.
To pick up on this, I know a bit about it. So I've seen Native Instruments actually working. There's someone that's very well known to the community, Andre Louis, will be presenting at their stand, their product. And essentially what Native Instruments have done is taken their musical keyboard and their software and made it completely accessible. So when you turn the tactile sliders, they give you voice feedback. So through your headphones, through whatever it is you're listening to them with. So that's as much as I know, but I know that he's been doing some pretty snazzy stuff with that added accessibility. And I know that they'll be very keen to show you what they can do. And I think it's not been since the days of Dancing Dots, you remember them, in the day, that we've had an accessible music kind of platform to talk about. So, yeah, as a musician, I'm excited about it. But I think anyone really that wants to just to hear the sounds and see how it works and stuff, it's going to be interesting.
So another exhibitor that's new to the scene and is also a sponsor is Amazon. So they'll be coming along and they'll be showcasing their Amazon Echo. And also, we've got some fantastic and exciting news. If you visit the Amazon Echo stand, you could be in with the chance to win a free Amazon Echo Dot. And all you need to do is visit the Amazon stand, leave your name and contact details, and the draw will take place at the end of each event day. If you are the lucky winner, but are not there to receive your prize, the Amazon team will send it out to you in the post. And if you'd like to find out more about the terms and conditions, speak to a member of the Amazon team at the event.
That was very efficiently done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I haven't got it written down on a piece of paper at all.
I think with Site Village, we always are looking at, you know, everyday kind of living from a non-technical point of view, because not that anyone has to be a technophobe, it's just that not everything is about technology. So can you tell us anything about the non-high-tech kind of things that are happening that would also give people a reason to come to Site Village?
Yeah, absolutely. It isn't all about technology, although it's technology seems to be moving and advancing.
Of course,
isn't about technology, it's about services, local services. So even if you don't come from the West Midlands or the central area of the UK, it's always good good to visit this event because it'll showcase what facilities, services are available to you in your local area.
Sure, yeah.
So it's the smaller charities. And this year, again, we are hosting a Sport Village with British Blind Sports. So if you fancy your hand at goalball, rugby, bowls, archery or tennis, come and have a taster session and then receive information from clubs in your local area and what's going on in your local area. And also, it's always good to know where you can go on holiday. So see Able, holidays abroad, Travelize, of course. But we've also got the Windermere Manor Hotel that have just got a new chain of hotels to promote. Yeah, so they're not just in Windermere, they're across the country. Just come along, meet one of the team, and we'd be more than happy to show you around on the day.
That's brilliant.
We're a new venue this year, so Cranmore Park Conference and Event Centre in Solihull. So accordingly, we've changed the layout a little bit. Hopefully, everybody will like it. We would love people's feedback the event.
Sure.
So, you know, please feedback and we will listen to everybody. It's our first time here. Mm. Hopefully, we'll be going there in the future at the same place. So just come back, tell one of the team your thoughts and we do listen. And there's a few new things that you're involved in as well.
Okay.
Are
you batting back to me then? Yeah, so basically, we've got things like, I think they're called talking tiles. So it's like a hexagonal shape device that you'll find variously around the area. So such as the coffee area and the cafe area, where you'll be able to press and hear a recording of what the menu is. And also where the seminars will be, there'll be one of these talking tiles for each of those. So it will read out the seminars for each day. Most importantly, they'll be around the venue so that when you find them, just give them a press and see what they say. And hopefully they'll give you some worthwhile information. We hope.
Well, you're recording.
I'm recording them with my colleagues. So that one's down to me. So, but again, feedback to the team. And I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun, if nothing else. What we probably should do now is just very quickly talk a bit about the seminars, because there's a full range of seminars happening again this year. This really is feeling like quite a bumper site village. So do you want to just go over one of you talking about the seminars that we've got going on?
Okay, so we've got two seminar rooms this year. One is situated next to the main catering area, and that's on Lower Market Street. And then we also have another seminar room which is situated on Information Walk. That will make sense to you when you actually get to the venue. So yeah, and there's a full range of seminars. Unfortunately, I don't actually have the list in front of me now, but there is a full list on our website which you can have a look at, or alternatively you can call a member of the team and that will be able to go through which seminars are available on the day.
I think that is probably it. And so in our own inevitable style, if we could give the contact details before we leave.
You can email us sv@qac.ac.uk, or you can call a member of the Site Village team on 0121 428 5041.
And again, in our own inevitable style, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from Karen and Lottie.
Bye.